Hello.
Hello, Dominic?
Yes.
Hey, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash.
Hey, Amy. I was just trying to get a hold of somebody from the website department. Your number was the only one I could reach. Every other extension of my phone, it got disconnected for some reason.
Even when you were just waiting on hold for a client support agent to pick up, it disconnected you?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for letting me know that.
Sure.
I will go ahead and report that. And then I'm going to put you in for client needs contact regarding the website and the changes that you need for it. I do see that you had texted some things in. We do have a couple of messages here for client support to contact you. So they're probably at lunch right now. We always do quote at least 24-hour return phone call, only because like today's Monday, so they're coming off the weekend and stuff, but they'll get to you as soon as they can. I see here you're looking to have the chat bot removed, it looks like.
I'm not sure. My brother sends those text messages, so what is the chat bot? I don't know why he would want that removed.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure either. I don't want to get into something that I don't know for sure is what you want. So.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I put that in. They'll be giving you a call back from the 877 number. I'm going to put for them to call you. Please call. All right. And then somebody has been communicating with me via email regarding listing a nonprofit. Was that you or was that Jeremy?
This is all from Jeremy.
Okay, cool. So
yeah.
You don't know anything about that then?
No, but I mean, if he wants it, then of course that's what we got to do. I'm on board with that as well.
Yeah. So he had emailed and I asked him when like he had time to talk about it. I know he's like super busy. It's a little bit easier to get a hold of you. Like with the times that I've talked to him outside of business hours, which I don't mind setting a call for that either. If he needs that, you know, no problem. But the package that we can do, because it's a homeless, he said something about it being a homeless shelter. Is that my understanding?
A homeless shelter. He hasn't told me anything about that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So the email that I have here from him says, let me pull it.
May I have the, do you guys have an extension for the website department?
No,
it
just goes through.
Okay,
yeah, it just goes through client needs contact, and then they can schedule something specific with the website team if it's something that they can't handle
this
on their own.
The phone number that I call, do you guys get text messages through that phone number?
We do. Mm-hmm. The 877 number.
Okay, so would it be ideal for me to text you and just say, hey, can you guys call me at your convenience regarding a website?
Yeah, you can always do that. The call is already in now, though, because I've already submitted that for you.
But
for the future, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
That's absolutely one way that you can do it, for sure.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, all right. Well, I had found the email and I put it back into my inbox and then now it's like disappeared or something. I don't know. Let's see. Here it is. Okay. Okay. I'm looking at starting a nonprofit to help with homeless services. Can Local Splash assist?
Oh, yes, you did. Okay, that's a little side project thing he's doing with him and a friend of his. Okay.
Okay, so if we're going to help with that, which we can for the nonprofit, but it does require that organization has license and insurance in order for us to help with that.
License and insurance, okay.
Okay, awesome. And then we can just set up a time to talk about that if that's what you guys want to move forward with, okay?
Okay, but he's going to know more about that, so
sure.
You have to speak with him on that.
Yeah, I figured as much, but I know, like, you can sometimes pass stuff on and...
Yeah, if I
was we're all a team
yeah.
here.
I know. Sorry about all this.
It's okay. No worries at all. No, I don't mind at all.
Unorganized.
It's
but
okay.
He has all these really cool, interesting side ideas. If I call you guys up, it's regarding the website. That's my.
Okay.
That, so.
Y'all, I just have the one thing I'm in charge of. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. No worries. And you know, you can go into the website editor yourself and make changes as well, right? You're aware of that?
Oh yes. What is the that website editor URL?
Yeah, it's in the back end of the client dashboard. So when you go into the client dashboard, you can click under website editor and make changes yourself.
That's what I meant. I mean, what is the client? Okay, is it localsplash.com to get to the...
Oh, it's my.localsplash.com, and it's logging into your guys's...
I see it here.
Back office. Do you have the password for it?
Jeremy has it.
Okay, so it's going to be the phone number for the business, which is the username, so 916-207-0125. And as long as he hasn't reset the password, then let me see if I have access to it. Maybe he already, it looks like he might have already reset it if I'm not able to see it. I can regenerate it, but then it's going to lock him out until he has the new password on it. So maybe not. You can
okay,
just
no
get
problem.
It from him then. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, and I can, so I can edit the website?
Mm-hmm. Yes. You can go into the back of the dashboard, and on the left-hand side under website is going to show the domain, and then you're able to edit the website, make certain changes to it. As far as additional, it literally just says website editor on it. So as far as, like, I think there's certain things that you may need administrative approval, like from one of our techs, but I've got that call in for you already. So you should be able to get into the dashboard and make most of the changes that you're looking for, and then you have a call already set in place for them to call you and get that going, okay?
Great. Okay, sounds good.
All right. If you need anything else, let me know, okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot, Amy.
All right. You're welcome, Dominic. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.